Funboy Speaks episode 968, the TP-Link Archer C7 Wi-Fi router. I recently got frustrated with my wireless setup at home, and part of it is because I don't run the typical, the Wi-Fi router that heads the network. In fact, I actually run multiple access points. I had been just to even cover the house, which doesn't exactly work. And I've gotten the problem is that the internet is at one end of the house. It's got to be up in my office for various reasons, and I have to cover the rest of the house, which is of course the other end of the house. And it's a big house. It's hard to cover. And so I was using two access points to do it. And actually I had four access points because I also run a guest network and I do it on a separate network and stuff. And yeah, it's kind of the kind of stuff you do when you're deploying checkpoint gear and you kind of care about, having that physical separation between the different networks. And so, a lot of 802.11 going on in my house. And, so I said, okay, well that's, I don't know that I can simplify that piece of it, the guest network, but maybe I can, maybe I can get an access point for the home use, right? The internal network where everything's connected. That might be, maybe I should look at a second access, a new access point that covers the entire house. And so did a little bit of research, and the best price bang for buck ratio was the Archer C7 from TP-Link, and about $100 from Newegg and a few other places. And it's 802.11 AC. It's got external antennas, and the external antennas are for 5 gigahertz. The internal antennas are for 2.4 gigahertz, and it seems to cover the house pretty well, right? And performance is generally pretty good. This is including a particularly problem part of my house. It seems to be handling it fairly well, at least for my iPhone. And the only thing I'm using it for is an access point. It's designed to be a router, so it's the head end of your network. But of course, I don't do that. But so for me, the main concern was kind of how easy is it to configure and does it do the coverage? And that's the other features it has on it. Yeah, it's got a USB port on it and stuff, which I might use in the future. But it's not something I absolutely need. I've got plenty of other systems that can do that. But anyway, this it seems to fit the bill. It's about $100, and it's got a lot of other features on it that I'm just not that I'm all that interested in. But for the price performance for what most people need, you're not going to go wrong with it, I don't think. And and certainly I didn't want to spend the $200+ that like a really really fancy router could be. That was not something I wanted to spend that much money on. So $99 purchase. And I guess it does have some sort of guest network on it, but that's not the way I roll. I have separate access points for my guest network and all as well. So the Archer C7 from TP-Link, if you're in the market for a new wireless access point, give it a shot. There's no, I don't even think I have an affiliate link for this. It's just, just something I've gotten, I've played with, and it seems to be working for me so far. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.